Well, here it is, a Friday edition of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode number 536. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, I'm happy you stopped by. And if you're an old-timer, it's good to see you again. Thanks for being here. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We do that by, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, reading the Old Testament, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, reading the New Testament. After we do the reading, I share some thoughts with you about what we've read. Today, we're going to read Jeremiah 39 through 41 from the New English Translation. Let's begin. Jeremiah chapter 39. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came against Jerusalem with his whole army and laid siege to it. The siege began in the 10th month of the 9th year that Zedekiah ruled over Judah. It lasted until the 9th day of the 4th month of Zedekiah's 11th year. On that day, they broke through the city walls. Then Nergal-Sharezer of Samgar, Nebo-Sarakim, who was the chief officer, Nergal-Sharezer, who was a high official, and all the other officers of the king of Babylon came and set up quarters in the middle gate. When King Zedekiah of Judah and all his soldiers saw them, they tried to escape. They departed from the city during the night. They took a path through the king's garden and passed out through the gate between the two walls. Then they headed for the Jordan Valley. But the Babylonian army chased after them. They caught up with Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho and captured him. They took him to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon at Riblah in the territory of Hamath, and Nebuchadnezzar passed sentence on him there. There at Riblah, the king of Babylon had Zedekiah's sons put to death while Zedekiah was forced to watch. The king of Babylon also had all the nobles of Judah put to death. Then he had Zedekiah's eyes put out and had him bound in chains to be led off to Babylon. The Babylonians burned down the royal palace, the temple of the Lord, and the people's home, and they tore down the wall of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the royal guard, took captive the rest of the people who were left in the city. He carried them off to Babylon, along with the people who had deserted to him. But he left behind in the land of Judah some of the poor people who owned nothing. He gave them fields and vineyards at that time. Now King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had issued orders concerning Jeremiah. He had passed them on through Nebuzaradan, the captain of his royal guard. Find Jeremiah and look out for him. Do not do anything to harm him, but do with him whatever he tells you. So Nebuzaradan, captain of the royal guard, Nebuzhazban, who was a chief officer, Nergal-Sharezer, who was a high official, and all the other officers of the king of Babylon, sent and had Jeremiah brought from the courtyard of the guardhouse. They turned him over to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and the grandson of Shaphan, to take him home with him. But Jeremiah stayed among the people. Now the Lord had spoken to Jeremiah while he was still confined in the courtyard of the guardhouse. Go and tell Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, the Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says, I will carry out against this city what I promised. It will mean disaster and not good fortune for it. When that disaster happens, you will be there to see it. But I will rescue you when it happens. I, the Lord, affirm it. You will not be handed over to those whom you fear. I will certainly save you. You will not fall victim to violence. You will escape with your life because you trust in me. I, the Lord, affirm it. Jeremiah chapter 40. The Lord spoke to Jeremiah after Nebuzaradan, the captain of the royal guard, had set him free at Ramah. He had taken him there in chains, along with all the people from Jerusalem and Judah who were being carried off to exile in Babylon. The captain of the royal guard took Jeremiah aside and said to him, The Lord your God threatened this place with disaster. Now he has brought it about. The Lord has done just as he threatened to do. This disaster has happened because you people sinned against the Lord and did not obey him. But now, Jeremiah, today I will set you free from the chains on your wrists. If you would like to come to Babylon with me, come along and I will take care of you. But if you prefer not to come to Babylon with me, you are not required to do so. You are free to go anywhere in the land you want to go. Go wherever you choose. Before Jeremiah could turn to leave, the captain of the guard added, Go back to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and grandson of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon appointed to govern the towns of Judah. Go back and live with him among the people, or go wherever else you choose. Then the captain of the guard gave Jeremiah some food and a present and let him go. So Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah, and lived there with him. He stayed there to live among the people who had been left in the land of Judah. Now some of the officers of the Judean army and their troops had been hiding in the countryside. They heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah son of Ahikam to govern the country. They also heard that he had been put in charge over the men, women, and children from the poorer classes of the land who had not been carried off into exile in Babylon. So all these officers and their troops came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. The officers who came were Ishmael son of Nethaniah, Johanan and Jonathan the sons of Kareah, Seraiah son of Tanhumeth, the sons of Ephi the Netophathite, and Jezaniah son of the Maacathite. Gedaliah the son of Ahikam and grandson of Shaphan took an oath so as to give them and their troops some assurance of safety. Do not be afraid to submit to the Babylonians. Settle down and submit to the king of Babylon. Then things will go well for you. I, for my part, will stay at Mizpah to represent you before the Babylonians whenever they come to us. You, for your part, go ahead and harvest the wine, the dates, the figs, and the olive oil, and store them in jars. Go ahead and settle down in the towns that you've taken over. Moreover, all the Judeans who were in Moab, Ammon, Edom, and all the other countries heard what had happened. They heard that the king of Babylon had allowed some people to stay in Judah and that he had appointed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and grandson of Shaphan, to govern them. So all these Judeans returned to the land of Judah from the places where they had been scattered. They came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Thus they harvested a large amount of wine and dates and figs. Johanan and all the officers of the troops that had been hiding in the open country came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. They said to him, "Are you at all aware that King Baalis of Ammon has sent Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, to kill you?" But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, would not believe them. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, spoke privately to Gedaliah there at Mizpah. "Let me go and kill Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, before anyone knows about it. Otherwise he will kill you, and all the Judeans who have rallied around you will be scattered. Then what remains of Judah will disappear." But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, son of Kareah, "Do not do that, because what you're saying about Ishmael is not true." Jeremiah chapter 41. But in the seventh month, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah and grandson of Elishama, who was a member of the royal family and had been one of Zedekiah's chief officers, came with 10 of his men to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah. While they were eating a meal together with him there at Mizpah, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him stood up, pulled out their swords, and killed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, and grandson of Shaphan. Thus Ishmael killed the man that the king of Babylon had appointed to govern the country. Ishmael also killed all the Judeans who were with Gedaliah at Mizpah and the Babylonian soldiers who happened to be there. On the day after Gedaliah had been murdered, before anyone even knew about it, 80 men arrived from Shechem, Shiloh, and Samaria. They had shaved off their beards, torn their clothes, and cut themselves to show they were mourning. They were carrying grain offerings and incense to present at the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah to meet them. He was pretending to cry as he walked along. When he met them, he said to them, "Come with me to meet Gedaliah, son of Ahikam." But as soon as they were inside the city, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the men who were with him slaughtered them and threw their bodies in a cistern. But there were 10 men among them who said to Ishmael, "Do not kill us, for we will give you the stores of wheat, barley, olive oil, and honey we've hidden in a field." So he spared their lives and did not kill them along with the rest. Now the cistern where Ishmael threw all the dead bodies of those he had killed was a large one that King Asa had constructed as part of his defenses against King Baasha of Israel. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, filled it with dead bodies. Then Ishmael took captive all the people who were still left alive in Mizpah. This included the royal princesses and all the rest of the people in Mizpah that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the royal guard, had put under the authority of Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, took all these people captive and set out to cross over to the Ammonites. Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him heard about all the atrocities that Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had committed. So they took all their troops and went to fight against Ishmael, son of Nethaniah. They caught up with him near the large pool at Gibeon. When all the people that Ishmael had taken captive saw Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers with him, they were glad. All those people that Ishmael had taken captive from Mizpah turned and went over to Johanan, son of Kareah. But Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, managed to escape from Johanan along with 8 of his men, and he went on over to Ammon. Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him led off all the people who had been left alive at Mizpah. They had rescued them from Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, after he killed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. They led off the men, women, children, soldiers, and court officials whom they had brought away from Gibeon. They set out to go to Egypt to get away from the Babylonians, but stopped at Gibeth-Kimham, near Bethlehem. They were afraid of what the Babylonians might do because Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had killed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had appointed to govern the country. May God bless the reading of His Word. In chapter 39, King Zedekiah paid a high price for his refusal to listen to God's word through the prophet Jeremiah, and Jeremiah was rewarded for his faithfulness to do what God asked of him. So let's revisit. King Nebuchadnezzar's army captured King Zedekiah as Zedekiah was running from the city under cover of darkness. When Zedekiah was taken to Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar had Zedekiah's sons killed right before his eyes. Now consider that Zedekiah was in his early 30s, so his sons were probably quite young. Imagine the heartbreak and the guilt, because he had to have known that all of this was his fault for not following God's commands. Remember, Jeremiah had gone to Zedekiah and said, "Look, if you don't follow God's word, destruction is going to come." So he knew that it was his fault that his sons were killed. And if that wasn't bad enough, Nebuchadnezzar had all the nobles of Judah put to death right in front of Zedekiah. And finally, Nebuchadnezzar ordered that Zedekiah's eyes be put out and that he be put in chains. Imagine, the very last thing you ever see is this horror. Yeah, he paid a high price. But Jeremiah experienced just the opposite because he had been faithful to God. You may remember that in chapter 35, God promised Jeremiah that the enemy would treat him well. And now Nebuchadnezzar saw to it that Jeremiah was well treated. Remember, he'd been confined to the courtyard of the guardhouse. But because of Nebuchadnezzar's orders, he was released. God is faithful to His word. What are your thoughts? Let me hear from you. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Have a great weekend, will you? I hope to see you back here on Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.